It is normal to have some conflict or arguments with other people within our family or within our community. We have some disagreements and misunderstanding to some issues and opinions. In some, we won, and in some, we lose. But winning or losing sometimes are not important. But the fact and the truth we need to profess are more essential, even if others don't believe or agree with us. We need to win hearts, not arguments. Means we bring them to think about the truth and be enlightened. From last Tuesday's gospel until today, we heard about the healing of Jesus of the man ill for 38 years on the Sabbath day. Jesus was accused by the Jewish leaders of two things: breaking the law of the Sabbath and calling God his own father, which make himself equal to God. For the Jewish leaders, they needed people who can testify for him, at least two or three witnesses. In all of this, Jesus gave a clear and profound answer to all their arguments. Jesus begins his defense by citing John the Baptist as a witness, since John publicly pointed to Jesus as the Messiah and had repeatedly bore witness to him. Jesus also asserts that a greater witness to his identity and equality with God the Father are the signs and miracles he performed. He cites his works not to point to himself, but to point to the power of God the Father working in and through him. He cites God the Father as his supreme witness. Jesus also asserts the scriptures, including the first five books of Moses, point to him as the Messiah, the promised Savior. But the problem with the scribes and Pharisees was that they did not believe what Moses had written. They desired the praise of their own people, and since they were so focused on themselves, they became blind-sighted to God. They were also preoccupied with their own positions as authorities and interpreters of the law, that they became hardened and unable to understand the word of God. Their pride made them deaf to God's voice. This was the reason why the Jewish leaders cannot and will not understand Jesus' works and words, because their hearts and minds were closed. The word of God will only be received by those who are lowly, humble, and meek, who trust God and not in themselves, and a heart willing and eager to listen, learn, and obey. Only those who are open to God's word, he will reveal himself. And the Jewish leaders were not like that. Pride and self-righteousness hinder their openness to the teachings of Jesus. So, my dear sisters and brothers, Jesus is telling us today that we need to open our minds and hearts, patiently listen to Him for us to understand His works and words, even to what is happening to us every day, our difficulties, problems, and anxiety. We will never understand unless we listen and be open to every situation. In every arguments and conflicts with other people, we will never comprehend unless we listen and know where they are coming from. In our relationship with God, we will never know His will and plans unless we focus and listen to His message today and every day. So, my sisters and brothers, are we eager to listen to others, understand, and be patient with them? Are we also eager to listen to God's word with faith and obedience? So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us listen and learn.